Hello, everybody. Joe Fenn here with ESPN insider John Clayton. John, thanks for your time.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Your first time seeing the Titans this training camp. What did you see? What were your first impressions?
Well, not individually, but just looking at the offensive line and just seeing how good that offensive line is. I think that was the most impressive thing because, you know, here it is. I mean, there's three tackles that are that good, and one of them right now, Tyler Lewan, is sitting on the bench. But, you know, watching him go against a much better, improved Atlanta Falcon defensive line where they're getting better push, they're bigger players, you know, the Titans held their own. So you look at it across the board, I mean, this is really one of the better offensive lines. So I think that's the most impressive thing I saw.
Taylor Lewan's a guy who's played guard in training camp with Levitre out. He's moved around to both tackle spots. Did he look like a first-round pick to you?
Looks like a first-round pick to me because, I mean, he's got the right attitude. You know, he's a good a technician, but also, too, you can see that he has a chance to be a mauling type of tackle. But the problem is, normally what happens is that you have a guy that talented with two good tackles on the outside, you move him inside and let him play guard. Well, guess what? Andy Levitre is one of the highest-paid guards in the league, and Chance Warmack's a former number one pick. So right now, he's aced out. Sure, there'll be opportunities with injuries, rotations, things like that. But to think about that, to have six offensive linemen, the sixth offensive lineman being Tyler Lewan, you've got to be kidding me.
I imagine a guy you were looking at coming in is number 10, Jake Locker. What'd you think of him?
He's improved with his footwork. You can see his delivery's a lot faster. He's a little bit better with his progressions. I mean, he was advancing last year before he got hurt. It looks like he's picked up where he was last year. Now, again, that's watching in practice. Now, seeing how he translates that into games is going to be more important. Also, there's still some times where he holds on to the ball a little bit too long, but I think you can see he's improved in his passing mechanics. It's just now, can he take that next step?
A lot of hype in the offseason about Justin Hunter. Did you see some flashes from him?
Yeah, because, I mean, you can see potentially with the size, the speed, and everything else, down the line, maybe not now, he might be the most talented guy. Now, you say that knowing that it's like they've got a real talented slot guy that right now is probably the best on the team. But I think you can see the potential's there to really step up. And, you know, sometimes it takes a couple years for an offense, for a wide receiver to be able to advance and get to that level. I think he's got all the potential to do that. But I think overall you can see this is a good receiving group. I mean, when Nate Washington's there, I mean, he's still talented even though he's getting a little bit older, but this is really a good group.
The storyline on the defensive side of the football is Ray Horton's defense coming in, moving from 4-3 to 3-4. Any first impressions there?
Yeah, I mean, I thought that, you know, I like what I see on the D-line, you know, because, you know, they got some size, they got some height. You know, Casey seems to be adjustable on where he's going to be able to go. You know, Wimbley can play, you know, with his hand up or his hand down. So it looks like it's an easy transition, because I always wonder, because, you know, I saw it in Cleveland, I saw it in the early days in San Francisco. That transition usually works out not to work out that fast. You know, you can see it's working out pretty good right now. And Ray's a master at it because, I mean, he has the old Steeler background. You know, he makes it so it's not a two-gap. He gets a little bit of one-gap in there. So some of the one-gap guys from last year get a chance to get to the quarterback. No, I think it's going to work out really well.
John, thanks so much for your time. I know you got some big travels coming up. Safe travels to you.
Thank you.